Good morning, it's 7:19. With sports news, I'm Jesse King. Minnesota's Timberwolves, Wild, and Twins all postponed their matches yesterday because of safety concerns following the fatal police shooting of a black man in Minnesota and the potential for unrest in the area. Dante Wright was killed by a police officer in Brooklyn Center Sunday after a traffic stop. The Timberwolves were supposed to take on the Nets, and the Twins were scheduled to kick off a four-game series with the Red Sox at Target Field. Here's what did happen yesterday. In the NBA, the Knicks picked up their third straight win, 111-96 against the Lakers. The 76ers romped the Mavericks, 113-95, and the Wizards upset the Jazz, 125-121. In Major League Baseball, the Yankees downed the Blue Jays 3-1, the Nationals topped the Cardinals 5-2, and the White Sox scored in a wild play in the ninth inning to defeat the Indians 4-3. And in the NHL, the Canadiens doubled up the Maple Leafs 4-2, the Red Wings bested the Hurricanes 3-1, and the Blackhawks beat the Blue Jackets in overtime 4-3. In NFL news, Patriots wide receiver Julian Edelman announced his retirement yesterday after failing his physical with the team. Edelman cited a knee injury that cut his 2020 season short after just six games. He retires ranked second in team history with 620 receptions, fourth in receiving yards, 6,822, and ninth with 36 receiving touchdowns. Lastly, Albany Empire head coach Rob Keefe resigned yesterday, just weeks before the arena football team is set to return under the National Arena League. In a statement on Twitter, Keefe calls it an agonizingly difficult decision, but says his best career interests lie in other opportunities. Keefe had been head coach since 2017. The Empire was expected to open its season against Ontario on May 22nd, but the team tells the Times Union the opener has been pushed back a week for reasons unrelated to Keefe's resignation. I'm Jesse King.